Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out. It's the guys. Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Happy Monday. If you are hearing our voices, that means you made the absolute best decision of your life to start your week off, or at least your Tuesday, in the best way possible. You are starting it with the guy next door. You are hearing Mac Wild.
Yes, sir.
Fly Ride. I'm Mouse Jones.
Yep.
We are the guys next door. And we are all together, finally.
Wow, it's been a while.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
I haven't seen y'all in the same room.
When has been the last time?
It definitely haven't been this year.
It's been, yeah.
Like, obviously, it's not this year. When was it last year?
It's been a minute.
Like, real talk.
It's been a minute.
I'm really asking,
we've done a lot of episodes.
Because we was doing a lot of virtual.
Yeah, we
was
doing a lot of
virtual. We was acting like it's still the pandemic. Oh,
we were.
So, but when is the last time?
I don't know.
Because I recorded with you at my crib.
He was at my crib and he was on Zoom.
The last time was when we was in L.A. We came to L.A.
Yes.
We did.
Oh, he was at the shopping center.
He was at the other spot.
He was in Pathmark.
That was...
Pathmark?
Yeah. Long story.
I walked through a JCPenney and a food court.
And legit got tacos. It was fantastic.
And then got tacos.
Stop and got tacos.
Mouse popped out of nowhere. I walked down.
It looked like we was going into a bathroom.
No. What you mean it looked like? The sign said
it
bathroom.
True.
Where we going? After the bathroom, there was a door.
Full service studio.
Shout out to
the entrepreneurs in LA. Y'all will pop up some shit everywhere.
Anywhere.
I'm like, oh, this is crazy. This is something I can
podcast studios and weed shops is everywhere in LA.
Sometimes they're combined.
You know what you smell when you walked in.
I'm in one now.
You know what I'm saying? We was at the AM PM.
Shout out to y'all.
We love you. You know how we do every year. We get a little sentimental. We're entering into 5 years of podcasting.
Holy crap.
Our baby is five.
We turned
this show is very special.
We turned 30 on this show.
All three of us turned 30 on this show. And since then, people have been married. People have had kids. Added more kids.
Listen,
people started with two kidneys.
Hey, relax.
Started the show with two kidneys.
You're gonna cancel him.
Wow, they are. They will. Eat one day.
I'm just being honest.
Unless he does a charity fund real soon, like a basketball game, a give back to the community.
It feels like an Entourage episode. I got caught making fun of the trans kidney community.
You better trans.
I was a part of the trans community.
I would just like, where's my camera?
I almost threw my...
See what I'm saying? Get yourself out of this.
Ryan started this podcast, he had two kidneys.
I can't.
Since then, I'm not going to say how many he has, but he don't have two. If y'all need me for the American Kidney Association,
yeah, I'm talking. All I'm saying is,
look, some stand up.
If you don't raise some money quick,
it's gonna be a problem, Daddy. That's it.
I won't be the only one here with one kidney. What I'm trying to say, you see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Raise some awareness, my.
There we go. There we go.
Yo, imagine what I do is that, like, I shoot a video. I shoot like one of them TikTok videos where I'm like, this is what it feels like to only have one kidney, and like y'all just give me like a half a bladder that day or some shit. Just give me some shit that really make me got pee all day.
Really? They're coming from.
Really?
No.
Really?
No. They're on their way.
Digging.
I get it.
And you know, it's crazy.
What you digging in the dirt?
Since he's on his chlamydia shit, he's going to bounce.
Oh, yeah. He's
going to
keep bouncing.
They're going to
rip him to shreds.
There's going to be some people.
They're going to be some. I tell you what, they won't rip me into.
One kidney.
I tell you what, they won't rip me into. A healthy excretory system.
You know what's the sickest part?
Shout out to Mouse being able to make jokes about the
less healthy than me.
What you say?
The worst.
He's probably less healthy than me. why he eats candy.
Oh, because candy go to your kidney. Shut up.
Wow.
Probably does.
Wow.
I ain't never hurt nobody's kidney.
How do you know?
How you know? How you know we're going with two kidney
because
household?
I didn't need.
Hey,
relax. You know we're going with two kidney household.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't need a kidney. I did something
Mouse.
That
hey,
you
guys,
never did.
Mouse. This was about you guys having a 5-year podcast.
Pay the bills. Pay the bill.
You're
it's
right.
Never
You're
me.
Right.
It's always this one. He gonna lose a foot from diabetes or something. And then we gonna talk about who got one or what.
You see him putting everything away.
Drink that water.
You start drinking that water real fast.
Drink
go ahead.
That shit, brother.
Go ahead.
Yeah, take a little sip. Take a little sip.
He know.
Yeah, sweet tooth.
That's all going. You're going to have one foot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get on that good foot.
Pay the bills.
You ever see Ryan go through the little x-ray at the airport?
What?
Some shit missing.
Have you seen? Hold on. Wait. Have you seen anybody go to the x-ray?
Yeah. You seen a nigga. Your shit just spot missing.
That's spirit, huh? When you was in your spirit, they had that in those days and you was doing that shit. That was the x-ray.
That was where you saw.
Because they had to see everything.
Ryan kidney went.
Yo, I can't.
Jesus. You know, they on stage? And I'm the heckler, but I'm winning.
Mouse, pay the bills.
All right, I'm trying not to get darker.
Jesus Christ.
I can get darker.
Pay the bills.
You want your dog? Listen.
Pay the bills.
Listen, we got two people here that got shit to lose. I got a little bit to lose. They got some shit to lose.
Keep talking
about this trans kid shit.
Life for you.
Anyway, like we said, listen, we laugh, we joke, but listen, we love the fact that we've been able to sit in front of y'all for 5 years.
Yes, Lord.
Entertain y'all, uplift y'all. So if we've ever gotten y'all through a day, gotten y'all through a tough week, tough time, just know that y'all have done that for us tenfold. And as we intern into our fifth year, we know we keep saying it, but this year we mean it. We got some shit in store for y'all.
Yeah.
So, just keep rocking with us. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And it's been an amazing 5 years. We've all grown. We've all, changed and for the better. And a lot of that comes from y'all. A lot of that comes from y'all. And y'all deal with us. Y'all deal with our niggatry.
Yeah. Yeah.
We be late.
Yep.
We show up when we want to.
Praise God.
We lie.
Uh-huh.
We say we gonna be somewhere. We don't be there.
Yeah.
Well, digitally. If y'all, yeah, y'all book us, we be there. But
they got that check.
We got the check. We be there. But you know, listen, we gonna be better. And we just appreciate y'all for 5 years of loyalty.
And growing with us.
And growing with us.
Thank you.
Some of y'all have gotten uglier over the 5 years.
All right.
Some of y'all have
took a left.
We were doing so well.
We were. We it.
So I'm lying there?
I'm
lying there.
Mouse, just keep going.
So there's nobody in your life that looked real good 5 years ago.
Mouse Jones, keep going.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. Somebody likes to be honest. Not everybody looked like they looked like 5 years ago.
Some there's better. There's better too.
Yeah, there's something yeah,
it's all in the eye of the beholder.
No, and I am the beholder.
Mouse. What you're saying is we are thankful.
That's what I was getting at. We're thankful for the listeners and every guest that's graced. Every guest that's came next door for the last 5 years. We appreciate you.
True indeed.
Make sure you follow us and subscribe. If you're listening on Apple, make sure you follow the podcast, Guys Next Door. Make sure you leave 5 stars and a comment.
Yes, please.
The reason we say leave 5 stars because we ask for what we want.
Praise God.
The Bible says, ye not have, because ye not ask. It don't really say that. Just as black people, we say that. It's nowhere in the Bible.
It really
have not because you ask not is nowhere in the Bible. We just made that up as niggas.
It sounds good, though.
It do.
It does.
And that's why we've been saying it.
Negro Bible.
I looked it up in the Bible, and it's not
there. No, it's in the Negro Bible.
It's not there.
That's the other one. That's the other edition.
It's in the Book of Clarence.
Wow. Wow.
That was good.
That was actually a good one. That was a really good one.
Would you like a resume?
I mean, I know you got Scotty already, but come just say
it. I mean, what's been like?
It's almost like I do this for a living, too.
Would you like to do three weeks a month with us?
that was really good.
We're asking. So please leave a 5-star rating. Even if you don't mean it, leave a 5-star rating. Because we're a black business. You give them crackers so many chances to fail. Christ. So many. Starbucks gets y'all order wrong all the time and y'all still show up. They spell y'all name. You be like Bobby. They spell it B-O-B-B-B-E-I. And you still go over there.
Mouse Jones.
That don't happen? That's fine. Bring me back. That's fine. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, God Next Door Podcast. Make sure you follow the Patreon. Put some snaps on the Petro. God Next Door Pod. And if you want to continue the conversation on social, make sure you use the hashtag God Next Door. And follow us all in uniform, God Next Door Show. We are very lucky.
Yes, we are.
Very blessed to have this young lady.
Talk about it.
The matriarch of media.
Talk about it.
Come next door with the guys.
Feels good.
From many, you can't even lock her down in print. She gonna be gracing the cover. Your favorite bylines for the last 3 years. Your favorite artist?
Hello.
They love the words she said about them.
Hello.
They love the way she used their words.
Says bye.
Bye. Huh? Mm-hmm. Don't forget, Issa Rae know her by first name, Sylvie. That I heard that's the nickname she called her.
Bam,
Sylvie, and she be like, "Ease," and I be like, "Oh my god, y'all know each other like that?"
Wow, wow.
It's one thing for somebody to give you a nickname, but for them to give you a nickname back, it's crazy.
It's brazy.
So you be like, "Oh, Ease, hey girl, Ray Ray."
I love this narrative that you. Ray Ray. I can't wait to see where it keeps going.
I once FaceTimed this woman. She answered. Baby Blue answered. She was babysitting Baby Blue.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Wow. Blue Ivy the Carter.
Wow.
This young
Blue
lady
Ivy the Carter.
Blue Ivy the Carter.
Praise God. Holla.
But she was babysitting her.
Beyonce had nothing to do with it.
Beyonce was cool with it. Beyonce was like, you can go over there.
Beyonce was cool with it.
Beyonce was cool. She was like,
how she said it?
You can go over there.
Listen.
Is that even Beyonce interpretation?
It was that.
That's what I'm thinking. Really
Denzel once seen her.
Okay.
And said, I know you. I know you. And did this right here. I know you.
I know you.
You might not know that I know you.
Uh-huh.
But you are Sylvia Bell and King Kong ain't got nothing on you.
That's a good way.
Neighborhood, we have the Sylvia Bell, one half of the Scotty and Sylvia. One half of the Scotty and Sylvia show on what's the platform?
It's on anywhere you listen to podcasts. Everywhere.
Yeah, sure. Boom, 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 boom.
Your company.
Oh, radio.
Radio. I want to make sure I'm saying yes. I'm shouting out the double black woman. Shout it out.
Come on.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. This is a long time in the making.
Yes, it has.
We've been trying to get you. You be busy. You too good.
Listen, you guys barely can get in the same room.
Wow. That is very true.
Tell your business in front of black women.
That is very true. But
I'll be trying to tell you, like, we could go back and forth.
Not in front of company.
But in company, you're supposed to be like, my dog.
That's on my.
It's February.
Yeah.
Black History Month.
Yes. Come on. Yeah.
So change your damn ways.
Yeah.
Change.
Yep. And by the time this comes out,
yep.
I think it'll be my birthday.
My birthday's
on Tuesday.
How you just control hourly schedule?
I love it.
Well, you said Monday, Tuesday.
No, you just control.
You said Monday, Tuesday.
I love it. I love it.
I listen. I'm an active listener.
It will absolutely.
Your birthday will definitely be. That is a short.
Might be a half B-day.
It might be the next B-day.
You said Monday when you say Happy Monday, it's
gonna come out on Monday.
A episode comes out on.
Well, I won't tell y'all when my birthday is.
Nah, it's Tuesday.
We got it down.
Can we tag this episode? We're gonna celebrate your birthday this weekend. This is what we're gonna celebrate.
We tag this episode when we send to the editor. We'll get this out.
I'm screaming.
We got you.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Yo,
it's your fucking birthday.
So, Jersey native.
Yes.
Rutgers, no, A&T
North Carolina A&T State University.
I like my A on top of my G. On top of my G and top of my I.
You've been to G-Ho. You had a good time.
They love me so much there. I be acting like I go there.
I be fiending to go to G-Ho. Somebody told me I need to go.
Stay away.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Can we go? You should have gone before you.
I know. That's what everybody says.
Most doesn't want to shrimp. Let's just do it.
We got it. Ooh, I like that.
Why do you always want to separate?
I like that.
You just try to separate my
brother. No, I just didn't want him to come to every time.
Don't separate my brother.
I get. This is why. You're being more famous than me.
I'm not trying to be more famous.
When I get to G-Ho,
that's why.
I'm the nigga.
Well, that's why I don't. That's why I don't got to bring you. It's just me and him.
I just want to vibe.
Do you remember Curl Fest?
It's not like that.
Curl Fest was crazy.
No.
Curl Fest was
crazy. It ain't like that for me no more.
Do you remember Roots Picnic? Will you let us drown?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll let you
know. Roots Picnic 2019.
But hold on, give context to this. I was never a in front of camera person. I'm not, that wasn't me.
Being
on a podcast, I don't have no, I don't have a fan base.
Continue. Didn't have one. Past tense.
Yeah, he done gave up his kidney and shit for the likes and shit. So
he
got a little bit.
Keep going with the story.
So you really know? I gave the kidney to my mother.
That's beautiful.
And that's how he got his fan base right here. Doing dirty shit like that.
Actually, that wasn't dirty. That was actually sent from heaven.
So we go to
Curl Fest.
Our first year. No, fuck Curl Fest. Not Curl Fest. Shout out to the Lazy.
Shout out to the Lazy. Love you. All right.
But we get our first year out the box. We get.
Yeah, before we even really.
Roots Picnic.
Before we even really started. We just getting our footing.
I don't think we had 100 episodes by that time.
Nope, not even close.
How y'all get booked at Roots Picnic?
It's so low key.
Listen, I'll give it a fuck. It's 5 years later. It was a technicality. I gotta keep it 100.
I think they were looking for the guys next door.
No, not us.
They was looking for who they got, and who they got ain't want to go. I remember the whole thing. How we got.
Yeah.
Some they booked two podcasts.
We did.
One didn't. One didn't want to be there. Because another one was going headline. Uh-huh. It was a lot. They got cut. So, in a way, I didn't even have a fan close to it because we were trying to promote.
Yeah, we never even started out.
Roots Picnic was already Roots Picnic.
But we was there, though.
And they was like, hey, y'all want to come do this on Saturday? We like, it's Thursday.
Nigga, it could have been Friday. I was like, yes.
Made it work.
So, we get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good show.
It's probably
and first of all, shout out to everybody. Because I think immediately we had a realization like, oh, people care about us.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really promote it.
Right.
Because it was already sold out.
Right.
But when we got there,
mm-hmm.
the people were like, oh shit, got next door. You've seen them come over there watch us. So we had our show, shout out to Tao, we had him on, and then we left. As now me and Matt, we're like, yo, you trying to walk through the crowd? Like you trying to get to the other side of the stage?
Let's see.
Yeah. So we walked through just being regular because we don't have no wherewithal. Mm-hmm. And I get it from Matt.
Don't blame me.
Mac don't have no wherewithal of his stature.
Mac knew.
So then I don't be having no wherewithal.
Mac knew. Stop, man.
You knew?
Every step he walks outside, there's 9 times out of 10, somebody going to be like, oh, that's, don't do that.
See, I didn't know that. 5 years later, he could have died. Y'all laughing. Ryan will tell you, we could have died that day. We walked through, and we're like, yo, we about to go to the other stage. We leaving the podcast stage. We gonna go to the other stage. Immediately, you hear. I swear to God, all you hear is that Matt Jones? Is that Mac Wiles? Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, can we get a picture?
They're started grabbing, getting crazy.
Pictures. They're literally grabbing us like,
yeah, be like y'all B2K.
I'm like, yo, I have on these little shorts. You gotta stop grabbing on me like.
I definitely did, but I had on definitely above the knee.
It was about 2 inches from the dick, right here.
Yeah,
if I squatted, and you would have got something.
Right out the side.
But, so we walking through there, we're getting mobbed. I look to Ryan to help.
Ryan is literally outside of the mob. Like we see it, the mob closing in, and Ryan is also like.
So look, so this is what you want me to do. You want me to be close so then they can be like, hey, can you take a picture up?
Yeah, no, nah, Ryan.
Out of here.
Ryan literally stepped
your shit. It's happened too many times before. Can you?
You're tired of doing it?
It was just like, y'all do y'all thing.
As the crowd is closing in, we look back and Ryan's like,
good luck. God bless.
I'm gonna find something. I'm gonna find something here that likes me. What I did. I went and found my fan.
And that is a message about life.
That's it. You gotta go with. Gotta go with
quality over quantity.
That's what I'm saying.
I just want to
where I'm wanted. There you go.
Okay.
I walked out. I seen a little Glisten. I said, hey, can I take it? I said, oh, Matt, me?
Yo, we was getting, yo, when I tell you we
Hello.
Getting mauled.
How you doing, baby?
And I'm like, boy, and that, to be honest, I'm used to being recognized. That was the first time like that. I'm looking at this nigga, Matt. He's like,
yes, this is why I said.
I'm like, this is not. I don't like this, bro.
This is why I said we can leave you and me and Matt can do our thing.
That's fine.
Because
that's fine.
You say you was overwhelmed.
I said, I'm not a bitch. I didn't say I was
overwhelmed. Right.
You know, never mind.
Right.
Sylvia, we got to get into some fuckery. Before we get into fuckery, I do want to talk to you. As someone who makes a bulk of her living print, you're seeing... Am I bugging when I say there seems to be an attack on journalism?
No. There's been so many layoffs.
Yeah.
There's been so many layoffs this year.
How are you dealing with that?
I mean, I guess for me, I'm not dealing with it like in a personal sense because I'm not in a newsroom. I think it's more like it's sad to me as somebody who cares about journalism, who a lot of these people are old coworkers, peers, people who I respect,
people
who I've read, like mentors, like everybody is like it's really concerning, especially the fact that it's happening on an election year. Like that's not lost. Like I pay attention. They are gutting these newsrooms before November. And I think it's really because between media literacy and where it's at right now, between Elon taking away the blue check.
Stop right there.
And making it hard to know.
Media literacy. For those that don't understand it, what is that?
AKA Mouse Jones.
First of all, you can't be who's the journalist of this group. Nobody worry about it.
Girl.
Nobody worry about Herschel Walker over there.
There's
a handsome Herschel Walker. Girl. Nobody worry about it.
Wow.
What a name
you
to bring.
Dirty son of a bitch.
I don't know about my politics.
Herschel Walker
is brazen.
I called him a handsome
brazen.
I called him a handsome Herschel Walker.
I tried to forget that.
It's okay.
Right, I really
it's okay.
Did.
He's like
okay.
A handsome. Indeed. He's like a handsome Viva.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Right. One Kailu to be back in the morning. It's okay.
Cause look.
Exactly. It's okay.
He said, don't forget.
Oh, y'all got a secret handshake too, right?
Come on.
Did you know that handshake?
No, I don't got that one.
They got a handshake.
We got a handshake
they got
too,
a handshake too. I don't know about you. Huh?
Me and you ain't got no handshake.
We got the same birthday. We can't do it though.
I like the way you
same year,
that.
Same day.
That was really bad.
Same age.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
All three of us are born the same year, but me and him specifically
are born on the 15th.
On the 15th as well.
All of us.
Me and him are April 15th. He's July 15th.
And that makes you guys what son?
Hey! Makes us stand.
What have you heard?
Dang,
you know
dang.
What? You know what I hate to say? Because you know, I've actually heard a positive thing about Aries men. And I just hate saying good things
about men.
Wow.
No, not men.
Just us. Just any group that has a man. She's like, I hate to say this.
But I've heard Aries men make good husbands.
I mean,
like, I have a few friends who are married to Aries.
I don't know about my ex. I don't think my ex-wife would say that.
Not
my ex-wife wouldn't.
When it's the right time. When it's the right time.
When it's the right time.
When I was a husband, I probably was a good husband. When I was a good husband. Yeah.
There we go.
It was good till it wasn't.
But you know, as you grow.
Oh, I've been a fucking fire-ass husband.
This is what I'm saying.
When you want to be. It's like not about what you do. Like, you know,
when it's time, when it's right.
The nigga that was married before, him dead.
Here up, brethren.
The new husband, nigga.
30-something-year-old?
No, I'm a nigga. Y'all don't got a 30-something nothing. 30-plus.
Talk about it.
Yo, that's how old you say. Yo, 30-plus and a half.
I don't even want to be like 30. I'm 30-plus.
30-plus.
I'm over.
We here, guys. We're in this range.
For the next month and a half, I'm closer to
30.
I'm closer to 30.
I'm closer to 30. For the next two months, I
feel that. That's serious. The numbers are getting a little serious sounding.
Everybody in this room, we got almost as many tomorrows as we got yesterday.
Stop.
Wow.
And that's how you got to look at it.
I hear you, but
that's how we got to look at it.
Because
there's some people that got a lot more yesterday than tomorrows.
Hundreds, okay?
No, we just going to look good.
Yeah.
That's it.
But media literacy, for the people who are hanging on.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Is about being able to tell the difference between fact checking what you're reading. Yeah. Is it a blog? Is it an opinion? Is it a fact? Is it a reported thing?
I need your number. I need your number. There's a lot of stuff I be getting. People be sending me. I need to send it. Yo, what's up with this? Credible source?
Right. The amount of times I'm like, this.
I don't even think that's the most dangerous part, right? Like, and you obviously, you know, you're more senior than me, but I don't even think that's the most dangerous part. I think the most dangerous part is the op-eds that are given to us as fact, right? Yeah. Like, it's one thing to just put some complete falsehoods out there and some complete like just bullshit out there. And you're like, look at that, man. Like,
it's a lie. It's a
yeah. Like the word intuitive isn't even spelled correctly. Like, come on. That wouldn't even came out. You get what I'm saying? Like politics don't got two C's in it. Like, a crip nigga wrote that. Like, you're like,
but you know, but the way that they frame it, the way like that they frame the graphics on Instagram looks similar. They
right.
They do the headline, right. They do the great. Picture.
But it's like, I don't think it's as dangerous because I want to feel like I have, and I shouldn't. And many times it's proven that we shouldn't have faith in people.
Mm. Right.
But I have a little faith in people that if they read a bullshit story, they're like, oh, that's complete bullshit.
No.
It's the op-eds that scare me.
You got too much faith in people.
Yeah. You got too much faith.
But the op-eds are also in the sense where, because that requires you to think to yourself, okay, did this person say that this is like their opinion? They haven't cited any facts. They haven't, you know, cited any reports or research. They haven't like interviewed any like sources.
And incredible sources.
Any credible sources. That's kind of, and the problem is that now there's so many opinion led
shows, everything.
Newscasts, yeah. Like stories that it's like, I mean, even podcasts, right? Like there's podcasters calling themselves journalists sometimes. It's like a thing where, you know, the people are starting to forget the difference.
I just saw something. I literally just saw something on Twitter that it's funny that y'all are talking about that op-eds and all of that. Cause I saw something on Twitter. They like AI'd some photos of like.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Black Trump supporters going door to door and this, that, and the third. And now I'm about to say, now AI is really
terrifying.
But you have to look at a picture and be like, is this AI or is this real? I'm like not even prepared for
that. But how do we really know?
Those pictures, they didn't have to be AI generated. There are niggas
that
are going door to door.
No, yeah, but they may just try to make it look like there's more or it's happening more.
To normalize it.
But even just the capability that you could see a picture of yourself doing that.
But I wasn't there.
And be like, that wasn't me. And then now we have to make ourselves more believable when they don't believe us anyway.
I gotta get a tattoo. I gotta get a tattoo on my face.
Gotta get a new one every so often.
Yeah, I'm about to say the AI gonna get you.
They gonna catch up.
A little smudge on my nose. Jesus.
They gonna catch you, boy. You gonna catch you right up. I mean, if you worth it.
Hey, I could suck my dick. You heard?
Probably would. They probably would too.
It'd probably
be fire.
Yo, AI?
AI dick sucks would be fire. Who know you better than the AI?
Well, you that's know, they wild. Isn't that like what man vibrators are?
What's that?
Like they have.
Of course. This,
please don't
this
bring it up. Please.
Yo.
Do not talk about this right now.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, yo. Hold on. Orlando.
I'm begging y'all.
You my nigga. Right hey, yo, Orlando.
I'm begging y'all to please not
you my nigga. We going to leave it right there.
Yo, that's the same.
Yeah, she's talking about that.
Hey, yo, Orlando.
Yo, remember I told you it's a vibrator piece. He only sent us the base model.
That's
somebody
why.
Sent y'all.
The ain't no somebody. This nigga, him right nigga, bro.
hey,
a different life.
Hey, it's my brother right there. Praise God.
See,
we
praise
God.
You looking?
But have you tried it?
That's a real question. That's a real question.
I know, bitch.
Get to the question.
I tried it. I tried it. It defeated me, and now it's in the middle of my bed where I can't reach it.
I say that
all the time. It's in the middle.
After I walk that shit
under the mattress in a box in the middle, that if you get on the floor, you can't reach it. Your shoulder. It's like Jumanji. I don't want to open that box.
This
I don't want to open it. It's like the whole room. Just
like, no. When you open up the door, when you open up the box, you're
son.
Like, close it up. I can't. I did that one time and I felt.
I opened up that box and said, welcome.
I felt like a bad person.
It's a wild experience. I'll just say that.
Cleaning ass shit like.
This is how women, now y'all know how we felt when they made the rose.
No, y'all running from it.
Not everybody embraced it. Some people were scared.
Yeah, but now.
I ain't gonna hold it.
Got it in a bag.
I ain't gonna hold you. This rose, the toy we got.
First of all, the toy we got.
Way better than the rose. Not gonna lie to you. The toy, I don't know what got, the rose do. But
I'll like tell you this.
With this shit that we
see. Yo.
The rose like a game, but we got this, a hold on. PS5.
This
we
thing.
Got a PS5.
This thing. Listen, this thing grabbed me in ways. This thing grabbed me in ways.
He sent it to us. He sent it to us. All three of us got it at the same time, but we didn't say nothing.
Hold on, look. Hold on. Nobody said nothing for like a good week.
No, it was like mind 2 weeks.
It was like a good 2 weeks. And I think I was the first one to pop it off. Like, yeah.
I said, yo, did y'all get that shit from Orlando? And everybody responded back. This was the quickest anybody ever responded back. Niggas resoundingly said, yeah, you did?
Absolutely. Did you?
What you got?
I said,
what you got?
What was in it?
Nigga, I said, yo, what was in yours? Nigga said, I said, oh, we got the same one. You used it? Which I used it that night. I said, so did I.
Oh, boy.
But niggas, was, this I knew where the freak level me weren't. This was a self toy. All of us was bitch ass niggas who was like, nah, we got a shorty to use it with.
No. Not all of us.
I did not.
Good for you.
I tried it, and that's why I left it alone. Now, I look crazy when I'm done cleaning the shit out.
Nah, bro. Hold on. Listen. Hold on. No. Hold on. Wait. Listen. Y'all are forgetting. I hit the chat and was on some like, I'm using this bitch all the time.
All the time.
Oh, you did say that.
That's why she was gone when he understood the level of freak, because he still
uses that. I forgot. What, you still use it?
That's my best friend. The nigga sent me another one. I got two.
Friend.
Did you get the other part?
The extra part? No, I didn't get it yet, but I got it.
That's why.
I didn't get it, but I got it. I didn't get it, but I got it.
I don't want to do this podcast.
Yo, trust and believe.
Because look, I saw the box.
For this conversation.
You know when you get the packet, you look on. What is this? But what I read, it was like it has another.
It has a whole nother extension.
Told you on the back of the box. I'm on the back. It looked like a. It's like a sexy ass hookah toy.
I swear.
Where's your part? Where the motor?
I'm like,
yeah, I thought you threw it under the bed and hit it when you were done. Oh, in the beginning.
We all embraced it the first time.
Turn the box around, it shows you
all the pieces that
you can buy. But I'm thinking it's already there.
It's already. Okay, got you.
I'm like, boom.
They're trying to get you, and then you get your money.
They try to get us. Hey.
We almost was on the freaky hotline.
Yeah, see?
That's why I am on that freaky hotline. It is what it is.
We've talked about it and left it on the surface. I'm very ashamed. I'm ashamed.
No, bitch, I feel like many talk about sex toys more.
It wasn't. There was two parts. It was embarrassing. It did what it did. And it like I tried to make a night out. All right, I'm gonna tell the truth.
I tried to make a night out of it. You lit some candles.
I lit the candle. I said, the girl out dating the time said, baby, get the sexy.
Uh huh.
The white lingerie, get that, and I like that. Shit, I thought we were gonna use that shit.
Uh-huh. Sleep,
boy, you put that shit on me. Hey.
I dumb did that.
Y'all was wondering how my head went from braids to dreads. That's how I had dreads when that shit started.
The dreads.
After that, I knew I was down bad because I did this bitch ass shit right here. Ain't nobody ever knew that. I'm gonna tell the truth right here.
The scooch?
No, my chest. And my chest hurt. I did it so hard, my chest hurt. My back.
You want full stuff?
I can't go hard. I'm telling the truth. I can't go hard. It's a little itty bitty brown stain on them feet. I clenched that shit so hard. It was in my rectum.
Jesus Christ.
So I said, oh, shit. So she was like, you done be ready, guy? I'm going to tear your ass.
Sleep.
She kept touching. No, I was up.
It wasn't the same.
My body didn't want her.
Your body was like.
It wanted her.
Give me that back.
Niggas in the corner. I'm over there thinking. I'm like, get hard. Come on, get up.
Didn't want her. It's crazy.
Boy, I'm the next morning.
Bang.
I'm washing the shit in the sink. And I'm like, I'm washing a dick toy.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Yes, you are.
I threw that shit out so fast. Because what was fucked up, Savoy came out the room. He said, "What you doing?"
Savoy is the one who
would. Yes, he would.
Yeah. Time, ladies and gentlemen.
Savoy, if I didn't use it for.
Time.
Now, I'm telling you, I was. You know when you wash them and then you look up in the mirror right there,
and it's just you and you and that. The toy.
I'm washing it in the bathroom.
Huh? Just have mirror moment.
Yo, you gotta wash that out
in the bathroom. In the bathroom sink. That's the only way you got a mirror.
Tub, yeah. Shower, anywhere you looking at yourself.
Oh, I watch in the kitchen sink.
Oh, wow. I feel like the bathroom sink is better.
I want that.
That's where you brush your teeth.
I'm not.
Versus where you put your dishes and food?
Well, I should have thought about it. Right? Two people in that. At least two people in that house have spit some kids in that sink. So.
Okay, well, my meter is up.
Wow.
I can go refill it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't pay for parking here for black women.
How much you need? A quarter? What the price is these days? It's a quarter? Back in my day.
Yeah, we got you now.
Back in my day, it was 10 cents.
No, we got it here. Sit down, Sylvia. We got to
know which.
Tell them where your car is. That's funny.
You already. So nah, that joint is really. I don't care what. Nope.
This is so funny.
That joint was dangerous, bro.
We've never talked about this.
I was washing it.
Not in depth.
I looked up in the mirror, and when I looked at myself, I couldn't believe the man in the mirror.
I'm looking at the nasty nigga in the mirror.
Hold on, like, you know, this. But you know, and I guess this is how I knew. I guess the type of nigga that I was, right? Because in that moment. In that bathroom, as I'm cleaning it with my two fingers to spray.
You wasn't
cleaning
even ashamed.
Nigga looked in the mirror and was awesome like,
hey. Nah, I'm like this. I'm like.
Disgusting.
Because at first, I'm like.
I thought in my head, I was like, you're disgusting. And I said.
Because in the town, I'm thinking like, oh, I can use this ever so often. But then I'm like.
Nah, bro.
I can't clean. I'm thinking the cleaning was a little different. I'm thinking it might just. It was easier cleaning way.
Nope.
This is like.
You got to get in.
You gotta dig in there, boy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I'll be honest. When I was cleaning up, I was having flashbacks. I said, I have to get
this. shit like, I'm not. It's like sticking your joint in some Jello.
Yeah.
But that was also
another. It's a great Jello. It's a great Jello.
It's like a suction.
Yeah.
Like, right? Does it have
but,
speed?
But, no, they don't even have
part.
Speed.
That part.
You don't need that part. There is a part that has it.
Yeah.
But you don't need it.
You don't need it.
Listen, I've never gone past level one with the rose.
Ain't no,
I never will.
There's levels to the rose?
Yeah.
The difference between, I mean, I think the reason why the rose was so revolutionary because it was suction.
Yeah.
For the first time versus
y'all be
like
having
vibrating.
That shit hooked up to y'all niggas PS5s and shit, and y'all bitches going to hell.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta charge it, right?
And niggas be having a little charger.
They have a charger, but
and they be having a hooked
up at the controller. You can plug in the controller. Thing up.
I seen that shit in real life. I came over to this house.
It does kind of. It is the same.
I came over to the big house. I said,
"Wow, women are good for y'all."
Wow.
Good,
wow.
Good.
I was over.
Wait a minute.
That rose ended a lot.
Is this external hard drive? So you might, that's not what that is. That's not it.
That rose ended a lot.
I want y'all to stop inviting me to your house when y'all
that rose then took out. A lot of clits out the game.
Yo.
That ended clits.
I know somebody took that to the top. Overused
to the top, made it
that
pop.
Rose.
Have you ever tried to use rose in?
I've never even had a rose in my presence.
That so I one saw, time I tried to
might have
use,
been her bag.
I tried to use the rose. No, it wasn't a rose. It was just a regular vibrator.
Oh yeah. That
I think
thing.
A okay. regular vibrator like is easy, is a safer thing to do.
There we go.
A rose is like very intense to do at the
it's
same
very
time.
Specific. It's
yeah,
very,
very specific.
It's very specific.
It was a little vibrator that go like this. Uh-huh. So I'm like trying to use it on this hole and then lick on the clit. It touched my lip.
Now you almost sipped your tooth.
It's like
made his jaw shake a little bit. He was like,
I said, I'm gonna put this away. I knew she was uncomfortable too, guys. I'm gonna put it away. She said, let me ask you something, Sylvia, since you're being a dope. Is your hearing good when you're having sex?
Hearing? What do you mean?
I get your question.
I already get your question.
How can
you? Right, so you ever be having sex, right? And as a nigga, you say some sexy shit because she don't want no nigga that's quiet.
Okay.
You say some sexy shit and you like, who's this? Night. That's a dumbass question. Mine tonight. But you ask a question like,
I don't need to know
who this pussy's good. And she do this shit right here. Huh?
Did you hear me?
I'm not repeating myself.
Did you not hear me?
That was disgusting what I just said. How dare I say it again?
Nothing ruined sex talk like a little, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah. What'd you say?
And it's,
just tell me, all else fails.
It doesn't,
Normally, that's how you know it was a reflex where she really didn't hear it because she's like, her mind is in another place.
Don't do that. Just completely. Like me, I know my hearing ain't shit when I'm having sex. So I just know what, I always say, I love you.
I love you.
It gets me in trouble sometimes.
It does. It seems like it was.
Say I love you.
I'm like,
I don't know what she said. That you don't love.
That'll be funny, right?
She just gotta say I love it here.
I don't even say I love you.
She'd be like, Mouse, can I have your car? I love you.
Yeah, like, oh, I love it here. Oh, I love it.
So what do you do in that? You say huh? Or do you have
no,
a response?
No, I don't say huh. Because that ruins the moment.
It does. Yeah. Don't make me say no.
Because I'm gonna be like this. I'm gonna stop like, I said.
It's almost better to say nothing than just say huh.
And then like me, I get so frustrated.
I think the best response.
You want me to cut the music off?
I think the best response is no response. So it's like you really didn't hear it. So they say it again.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Or just moan.
Hit him on. Fine.
Nah, because I don't like that shit. I want my.
Or tell me something you know I like.
I want my. And
right,
I don't
like you ain't here. Back.
Damn, Patty. Oh.
Yeah, don't not.
I don't even remember what I asked you.
I don't care.
Distract them.
Daddy.
I got kids. Don't call me daddy.
I don't.
But a well-placed poppy.
A well-placed poppy.
Oh, Mac, am I lying?
No.
You're not.
Oh, what? Hold on, wait.
No.
If you're not Spanish, you call me poppy. I'm tight. Don't do that.
Shaquana,
do not talk about.
Shaquana, please say poppy. You know why?
Maybe she's Dominican.
No. She not black. She no black.
She no black.
A well placed poppy will get me going, right there. But poppy, I'm like, how you say that shit right?
Oh, say it one more time.
It'll fuck my head up.
Exactly.
I might keep going. I will keep going, but in my head, I'm
you
like,
just bought yourself. You know what?
I bought myself time because now my shit went back to
thinking.
It went back to a good 68.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. Quick question. What's the craziest thing somebody said to you during sex?
Go, Sylvia.
No, don't start with me.
No, we
got to
start with you, Sylvia. You the guest. Go.
Oh, so now
yeah.
Ladies go first.
Who's first?
Well, at this podcast, ladies always go first.
Bam.
Go.
I should say I could get some recites, some sources.
Oh. And the thing about this podcast, you don't get the right answer back.
Credible.
Jesus Christ.
If this podcast had an aggregate Dick Yelp review, it would be an 8+. Because when one of my brothers fell short, I had his back.
Appreciate that.
I fell short, like, you had my
you
back.
You said that like you didn't tap a man. That's crazy.
No. Aggregate review.
No, I did. As a scale, it's like a rotten tomato.
Average. Yeah, you know. We're polling 100 people.
If we got
average,
we good.
Hey,
we're good.
Yeah.
So maybe I'd had an off night, but the aggregate won't
get a
good.
There we go. Praise God. 10 off nights, but that 90 is still an 8.
Yeah. Mm.
Still praise welcome.
But this
home.
Is one podcast. You ain't got to worry about that. Yeah. We ain't going to be throwing our headphones, yelling at each other about bitches that we kissed and stuff. Like, we don't do that.
Mm. I feel like somebody. I don't know about. I'm a mind my business.
We don't do that.
I don't know nothing about what
If we shared, we just happen to share.
Okay.
If you shared.
Yeah. I don't know.
So y'all shared more than the birthday?
No. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, back to the question, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not going to throw me out to you, son of a bitch.
Meep, meep, meep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, so this guy said I hate black women, right? No. And I was like,
yo, this pussy good for a black woman.
Yo.
For a dark skin girl. Colorism in the bedroom is crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, to tell somebody that in the bed.
You really said that?
No, oh. I made that up to trick
but
back.
To say that in the bedroom is really crazy.
Yeah,
how you like that?
Thing.
Well, it is good for a black guy.
Men have to, like, I'm, like, younger, though. Like, in high school and shit, niggas would be like, oh, you pretty for a dark-skinned girl.
In the bedroom?
No.
Oh.
No, like, just in the face. Like, no, I'm saying, that's the thing that people
know. Oh, yeah, in the bedroom.
You know, I don't have anything super crazy. I think the only thing that's ever caught me, like, uh-huh, is when men say things that are, like, if you're having a more casual sort of sex, and they're saying something that's not casual, and it's like
it's casual at the moment.
It's casual
at the moment.
Well, no. Meaning somebody like I love I you, and it's like why would you say that?
You gonna say that tonight?
I totally get you and understand what you're saying, but as a fellow one of us, the y'all moments.
It'd be, you know, the moments. Y'all just saying D-Trip, but I'm like, baby, what?
I don't know how it feels when...
Don't make me call you baby.
I'm like, baby, huh?
I don't know how it feels, like the actual feeling of how when a woman comes. Like, I see it. I've seen it happen. But I know how it feels when that is at the very brink of it's over. And some of them words you say just take it to the top.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what it'd be? It'd be for me, it'd be when the gate open. You know when the motherfucking gate open, when they get to the gate and you're like, I got about 90 seconds.
When you, it's the countdown.
Feel like a year.
It's the countdown.
I be picturing our life together. I be feeling like the last scene in Baby Boy.
Son.
Like what? Secure with Lawrence and even
Domino.
I see it playing Fade with just two people. You know how in love. Wait a second. We talk a lot of shit about.
I can't.
We talk a lot of shit about Baby Boy. Do you know how in love Tyrese and Yvette had to be to play Spades with two people?
It's a crazy situation. It's a crazy situation.
For those at home who don't know Spades, we're not talking to you. But for those who understand, you ain't never. And we're talking shit.
Yep.
I'm about to whoop your ass. How?
Who else is here? Who else is here?
Who on your team? We on the same team, Jody. Who ass is you whooping in Spades?
She said, we on the same team.
By the way, also seen a deleted scene from Baby Boy.
I seen that. I just peeped that.
What happened?
Nigga. Tyrese walking in. Wasn't a bitch ass nigga. They should have kept the scene in there.
Yeah, they should've.
To show he wasn't a bitch ass nigga.
He walked in on her.
Walked in on Peaches. Peaches was about to get busy with another nigga.
And told the nigga to come outside. Literally, the nigga was in the bed. He said, come outside.
He said, y'all go fight outside before y'all break to my mama house. You go outside. That nigga Tyrese whooping that nigga ass.
Peaches his side chick?
Yeah. No. His first baby mother. Yeah.
So not the woman who he's currently in a relationship with in the movie.
Yeah.
So you're fighting for a woman who you're not in a relationship with. When you're in a relationship with somebody else.
Don't fuck my baby mother in front of me. You crazy? I have to fight you. I can't hit her. Think about how that looks. You walk in. This is my baby mother. We just had sex probably 2 hours ago.
Wow.
Or 2 days ago, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
We just had sex.
Mouse Jones.
Now I walk in the room. Another nigga getting butt booty naked. So now you letting niggas have sex with you butt booty naked. You didn't even tell the nigga have decency to keep his wife beat on.
What booty naked is wild.
Oh, no, come outside. Because I can't put my hands on you. But I'm about to take all this frustration out on this nigga.
Yeah. Tell him to come outside.
Come outside.
So,
What that nigga said?
Teach a man how to squab.
Teach a man
how
to squab. Teach a man how to squab.
All right, so, Mouse,
what's the craziest thing you've ever heard? Because I do think that women feel more comfortable saying things. I think the reason why when I'm thinking about it, I feel like men have just gotten... In like maybe the last 5 or 6 years, more comfortable, like
maybe
being a bit more free.
Yeah,
no, like saying we're just things. More comfortable.
Like
we're,
men
we're
used to be, men
it.
Used to be afraid to moan. Like no, the whole more, no homo stuff really had y'all
I've been here for a while.
Yeah,
he said, you know,
I got some more old souls.
Let me tell you this.
I'm from the '70s.
I've been fucking older women for a while. So that shit out.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Older women don't even let you play like that.
This is why.
Let it out.
This is why. We're able to be this open and honest because that never held us back.
Okay, ever. I'm happy to hear it.
You know they tell, that ass in my face.
You know they tell you that situation. They'd be like, because if he don't do it, the next man will.
Yeah,
I was the next man. I was like, yo, you're
you're
trying to eat that thing.
I've been dealing with older women most of my life. You know what it's like to have to compete against a nigga with an LLC?
Wow.
Wow. Gotta do wild things.
The nigga with an LLC, that nigga just take off in the middle of the day. I have to be prepared. I gotta have this old bitch thinking about me the whole day.
Oh, it's true.
I'm competing against a Melvin.
A Melvin.
A Mr. Rayner.
Wow.
A Mr. Reynard.
Wow.
When's the last time you met a Reynard?
A Bernard.
When's the last time you met a Bernard? They stopped
continued
Bernard.
No. They got a lot of them that discontinued.
That's what I'm saying.
They do. Yeah. That's one.
So
for sure.
If I'm out here fucking. With... Think about it.
Dolores.
You fucking with a
Dolores.
What's the oldest woman you've ever had sex with?
Oof.
52. How old were you?
28.
That's almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm. She was a whole grown woman when I was born.
She was a whole grown woman when I was born.
She knew what to do with me.
She knew what to do with me.
Old woman put that ass in my face. Earl, I said, not that bad. Not that bad.
Exactly.
And what you realize, it tastes better younger.
Bad.
Wow.
It tastes better younger.
It tastes better younger.
Before they get the enzymes and, you know, stuff happening to the body after the woman gets
on. All right, well.
Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
But if you get a little too young, it got a little zinc taste to it.
Zinc?
Not twang, but a little zinc. It's like a little metally.
Managing the fit ages of men is kind of impressive. Like, if there was like a bingo,
high level,
if
high
there
level
was like
comedy.
Bingo, you got in like the kidney community.
I'm trying to
they're trying to get you
when you go to a
fucking
old bitches, get over here.
You done come for like everybody.
Welcome to Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
But you stood and say,
I did. Oh, the old,
craziest.
To be honest, I think it was, I was dealing with this older woman.
No, I'm saying what she said.
I'm about to tell you, I was dealing with this older woman and she told me she wanted to, she said, I would leave my kids home for the dick.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.